Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 22 February 2023. Got a day ahead of myself, didn't I? So welcome to this broadcast. We're glad you're with us. We're going to have a guest that I don't think I've had this gentleman on before. I've had his associates on a couple of times in the past. We're going to talk to Pastor James Harden in a minute, and we'll tell you what about in just a second. Tomorrow being Thursday, Lord willing, we'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern to take your phone calls, just to chat with you if you like, or if you want to order something, do that, or give a donation, we'd appreciate it. Crystal still will not be here tomorrow. She's still with her daddy about up in Morgantown Hospital, trying to take an accident rehab, trying to take care of him. They're still trying to get things worked out up there with him. Shannon will be here in the office to help me tomorrow. They'll take phone calls, and she can take care of things that I can't do, obviously. So we'll be here in the office tomorrow, though, if you talk to us. And I'm going to mention a couple books that we have here in stock that I think are important to get out right now. I mean, right now. One that we offered, I picked up some years ago from a gentleman who passed away, a book entitled The Grand Design Exposed. The Grand Design Exposed. If you want to see the role of the false Catholic Church in America's founding, you want to copy this book. And most people don't know this, but the land where the Washington, D.C. is built right now was once owned by a guy named Pope, and it was called Rome. I'm not making that up. That's a fact. We had the Grand Design Exposed. We had it before for $10, but folks' postage went so high, the books are now $12 a piece. $12 a piece for the Grand Design Exposed. If you get the courage to read it, understand it, you're going to see the hand of the Masons, the Catholic Church, and folks, there's so much that are going on, it's unbelievable. And believe me, there's other groups that are just as wicked and are pulling the strings behind the scenes. But the Grand Design Exposed, something that you're going to want to get a copy of to prove who we are in prophecy. And it's, again, it's available $12 a piece. And one, now the springtime is almost here. We have about 6 or 8 of these books left, and I don't know. I don't think getting more. We tried. Couldn't find a source for them. Something that everyone should have. I kept one in my records called Backyard Medicine. It's a 206-page book, full-color book, on herbal remedies, how to make them yourself out of different things in your yard, like dandelion greens and blackberry leaves and all kinds of things, how to make medicines and poultices out what's in your right around your house, and that this will fit any area of the country that you live in. I don't care if it's desert or mountains where it is, this will help you where you are. This book's on sale we have it on sale for $26.95, and yes, postage went up. And I can't help that, folks. I don't raise postage. I have nothing to do with it. But these two books are available right now. The Grand Design Exposed for $12, the Backyard Medicine $26.95, and I think both of them, especially if you want to know about the founding of this country, the Grand Design Exposed is very important. And Backyard Medicine, I think you all want to read and have a copy on hand. And I mean this with all my heart. So you can call tomorrow and get those if you like. And, of course, we're down with the last 12 of the seminars we have left. Then once this is gone, there'll be no more seminars left at all. These will be history. And this is, of course, a broken era, a cry for deliverance. That's 750 folks delivered to your door. 750. And for everyone above that, 350 each, we'll get them right to you. While they last. I think it's on the shelf. Look today, about 10 or so left, maybe 12. And that's all there is left, those folks. That's history going forever then. And so just call if you like, and we'll get those tomorrow. You can call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And I said, tomorrow will be an office take calls all day long. If you want to act, order anything, if you want to order vitamin, toothpaste, mouthwash, or Strauss products, we have them all here. Folks, that's how we pay our bills, through donations and what few things we offer through ministry. Well, that's how we pay our bills here. And money, I don't have to tell you all this, money's getting tight. Money's not worth much anymore. That's why it's getting tight. We don't have money. We have fiat currency. But nonetheless, that's a different topic, a different program. Our guest tonight, as I said, is Pastor James Harden. This gentleman has taken a stand long before Roe v. Wade was overturned for the life of children. And now that's been overturned, he's facing things that it's unbelievable in the state he lives in, New York. And what's happening in New York is absolutely unthinkable, that crimes are being committed and no one's being punished for it. And Pastor James, are you there?
I am. Thanks for having me on. It's an honor to be with you, Pastor Butch.
Well, right back at you, my friend, right back at you. I really admire your courage, your tenacity. And I'll say this, you got to be a little bit stubborn to hang in there. So I appreciate you. I really do.
Well, I got a lot of stubborn in my blood. A lot of my family comes from Norway and Scotland. So a lot of stubborn there. And my mom complains about it, but I come by it honest.
Well, we don't want to blame your mommy for that. Well, you never know. I'm told I'm stubborn also, but I'm going to tell you what, my brother. Whenever you're doing something that you know and your heart is right, you're being called to do it. You can call us whatever you want to. You can call us tenacious. You can call us stubborn. You can call us anything you want to. You can call us zealous. We don't care. We're not going to back up, are we?
Exactly. You know what the Bible calls holy stubbornness?
Oh,
it's
yes.
called endurance. It's
there
called
you go.
Perseverance. It's called faithfulness.
I do believe that has something to do with enduring to the end.
Oh, you know, that is a critical component to being a Christian today. And that's why it's a theme throughout the New Testament. He who overcomes, he who endures to the end shall be saved.
That's
and,
right.
You know, there's vice lists, you know, in the Bible, you know, where there's a list of things, you know, that you shouldn't do. You know, there's several of them in the New Testament. One of them in the book of Revelation includes this one interesting vice that's not included in any of the other vice lists throughout the Bible, and it's this: cowardice. Cowardice is a vice specifically identified in the book of Revelation, because if you don't have the courage, you're not going to be able to endure. And this courage that we have can only come from the Holy Spirit of God.
Amen.
You know, we're facing enemies. Not just people who differ with us on opinions. We're facing people who want to destroy the church and the capitalistic structure. They want to destroy the nation state system and global civilization as we know it. And I'm not just saying that because I think that. I'm saying that because that's what our private investigators are saying.
Oh, I'll guarantee you. And they don't want to destroy our thought system, a Christian foundation. They want to kill us. They would literally like to kill us.
They do.
That's just a fact.
That is a fact. And in fact, we have it in writing. They want to destroy us. They want next time. So we were firebombed. You know that. And we were firebombed. I mean,
$500,000
of damage. Two firefighters were injured and putting out the blaze. Now over 230 pro-life organizations have been attacked since the illegal leak of the Dobbs case in May. And they came out with an ultimatum. They said, look, the first time this happened, they said 30 days. You got 30 days, pregnancy centers. You got 30 days to shut down or else this is going to happen to you. And when they fire, 30 days later, they firebombed us, okay? That was Buffalo. And then we said, we're not going to shut down. No way we're going to shut down. This is God's work. Well, they came out later and said, okay, we're the ones that did it. And next time, if you don't shut down, next time, it's not going to be so easily cleaned up as fire and graffiti. We're going to come after your cars, your homes, and your life. They had the masks are off. Well, they're not actually. The gloves are off, but these people are have not been arrested. There have been no arrests anywhere in the country in these attacks. We've got our private investigators are concerned that there's more to come, specifically because they found that these perpetrators, James Revenge pro-abortion terrorists, are directly connected with Antifa. And as you know, Antifa was started in communist Russia in the 1920s. And they refer to the definition of anti-fascism as anti-capitalism, anti-Christian. Mm-hmm. That's yep. Marxist-Leninism. That's all that is. And their whole goal is to destroy the current social political structure, and that means Christianity and capitalism. And they look at pro-life people and organizations as enemy number one. Enemy number one. This is probably the most important cultural moment in 150 years, and it's not just about abortion. Abortion's a pointer; it's a flashpoint. Basically, we're in a crisis of conscience right now.
And I want to say this too that abortion has become a religious right of the abortionist. It's now considered a religious right. As a matter of fact, they just opened up a temple that will provide priests to those who want to kill their babies. Go ahead.
Oh, gosh, you're right. It's really a strange dynamic. And the only reason why they would want to talk about this as a religious right, R-I-T-E, not a religious right, R-I-G-H-T.
They want both.
They want both. They want it to be a religious right. The Church of Satan wants it to be a religious right. And they also want it to be a religious right, as in a human right. You have the right to kill your own child, and I'm not again. The reason I say this is because there are lawsuits out there right now that have been put forward by liberal Jewish rabbis in Florida, as well as a bill in Montana that would set a legal precedent to give women the religious right to an abortion. Now, again, this is not about. These politicians don't care about abortion. They care about what abortion gives them. It gives them absolute power. And the thing that stands between them and absolute power is Christianity. And what Christians believe is that all people are made in the image of God and therefore equally valuable without partiality from the womb to the tomb. That's what stands in the way of absolute tyranny, Pastor Butch.
Yes,
and that's
is.
What they're after. They need to undermine the First Amendment, religious liberty, and the way to do that is to say, abortion is a religious right too, and so that takes away all the ability for pro-life people to be publicly pro-life, pro-life doctors to be publicly pro-life. I mean, it basically will outlaw public pro-life activity, and that's what they're. That's these last 9 months, Pastor Butch, have been grueling. I mean, a grind. Every single day, day in, day out, from morning till the sun goes down, we have been fighting from every angle. We've been fighting. We've been vilified by politicians. We have been attacked by legislation. We have been attacked by pro-abortion and terrorists. I'm not kidding, terrorists. We have been ignored by law enforcement, local and federal. We are being attacked. This is a war. You said in the intro, this is a war. This is a war. It's called fourth generation warfare. The insurgency is here. It has infiltrated the United States of America. It has infiltrated levels of federal and state government, and people don't realize it. It's a quiet war, and the battles are being waged all around us, and we are literally being targeted.
And the church as a whole, I call it the church, is oblivious to it. As a matter of fact, most of them don't want to get involved because it's political. She can get involved in politics. But has anybody charged or caught that firebombed the clinics? Has anybody been put in jail for it yet?
Pastor Butch, there are scores and scores of people that they know they are refusing to arrest. The FBI, the DOJ, they're refusing to make indictments and make arrests. Not a single person has been arrested in any of these crimes. There have been two. We start putting pressure on the FBI and the DOJ. They came to me and said, would you stop? Would you stop portraying us like that in the media? So how about you start getting us some results, and then I'll stop portraying you like in the media that I am.
And what was the answer? What was their answer?
They're doing everything they can. You know, they agree with us. They're on our side. You know, we're on the same
team.
Oh,
yeah, right. So, yes, of course. I believe that for sure. I really do. I know they would never lie to you about that.
Well, apparently it's illegal to lie to the FBI, but it's one of their known tactics to lie to you. So and me. So we had to hire private investigators, and they're doing a nationwide search, and they have found some very disturbing things with respect to they found multiple perpetrators. We know that the FBI should have been making arrests by now, and they are not. So we're gonna identify exactly who did this, and we're gonna lay it right in the lap of the FBI and tell the whole world and force them to make arrests. And hopefully, by God's grace, uncover the injustice that's happening right now. But you're right; the church is oblivious, and it's worse than oblivious. I got a meeting with the church coming up in a little while, and they're upset with me. You know why they're upset with me? Because I'm pushing back, and they don't think it's right for a Christian to push back on law enforcement. Well, what happens when good is evil and evil is good? What happens when everything's upside down? What do you do then?
What happens to our job to expose evil and take a stand against? What happened to that to oppose evil? Period. Wasn't the church put here to oppose evil? I thought that was what we were here for. I thought we were here to stand for Christ. And oh my, don't get me started on that. I mean, we have a church full of, matter of fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. It talks about effeminate men. That's not talking about homosexuals. That's the same verse as homosexuals, when it talks about abusers of themselves, mankind. That's homosexuals. The effeminate men are soft, womanish men who have the tendencies of a woman. They don't have the backbone of a man. Brother, I don't know about you, but I can't speak for anybody out there. But I will say this sincerely with my heart. I said before, I say it again. If I'm with your wife, somebody attacks her, I'll defend her just like my own wife, because that's what a man does.
That's what a man does. That is what
we don't have men left. Very few men left. We have a bunch of mistakes with zippers and three-piece suits, getting behind a pulpit saying they're preaching the gospel of Christ when they're lying to the flock. You know that.
Well, yes. I was just reading this morning in 2 Peter, and I was talking about, Balaam's donkey. And the fact of the matter is, the problem with Balaam was that he could be bought off. And I think that there is a concern with the shepherds today, like they were in Ezekiel, that they're fleecing the sheep. They're concerned more about their paycheck than they are about the truth.
Or buying another jet plane, you know.
Right. Well, I mean, you got guys that are in just regular old churches, on the corner, and they're afraid of speaking the truth about anything. Because they're afraid that their big donors are going to walk out the door, going to offend them. But you know what? God is our protector, and God is our provider. He is our sustenance. He alone is our life. That's
right.
What we have to keep teaching people and showing them by courageously speaking the truth that all people are made in the image of God and deserving of blessing and protection from the womb to the tomb, mother and child. And it doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what I think. It matters what the Bible thinks. What does the Bible say? What does Jesus say? What does the Word of God say? And are we submitted to it? Because I guarantee you, the whole point of discipleship is not me getting the Bible to conform to my ideas. It's me conforming to the image of Christ.
Amen.
And that means that's very different. I should look very different.
Oh, you should. And you just made a very good point, conforming to the image of Christ. Christ was conformed to his Father's will to the point of going to the cross. How come we think we deserve an easier life? How come we think that being a Christian today should be a cakewalk? Since when do we think that we deserve no confrontation and no persecution? That we don't see much persecution in the church today, really, because they aren't doing anything. But why do we think that we're above the being punished just like Paul was or Peter was? Why do we think we're above that? What's happened to the church?
Well, I think that the church has bought into heresy. The church is doctrinally poor, and I think that the reason why is because the pastors, stopped studying the Scripture and stopped loving our Lord. And materialism has seeped into the church. And what I mean by materialism is not how many cars you got in the garage. What I mean by materialism is this belief that all there is in this world is the physical, the biochemical reactions that make up this body. And so, the everything goes down to all our decisions boil down to pursuing pleasure and avoiding pain. Pain is the great evil, and pleasure is the great good. And that's how we make our decisions now. It's called materialism. And it's wrong, because there is a place in this world for suffering. There's a meaning for suffering.
Amen.
God is a thrifty God. He wastes nothing. And if there is suffering in this world, and we as Christians are told that if we're going to live godly in Christ Jesus, we're going to suffer persecution. That's what Paul told Timothy. You will suffer persecution. And Jesus even said so, right?
Right.
Blessed are you when men cast insults at you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely on account of me. Right? We're in good company, because they do the same thing the prophets were before us. And so, rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. We've got to look to the reward. And the materialist in our church looks to his reward, and his reward is this. I'm going to go home and get myself in front of the television and buy myself a new car and think about how I'm going to give myself physical pleasure. That is materialism, and that's not Christianity. Jesus Christ says, look to me.
Go ahead.
Look to me.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Let me interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that Jesus Christ is telling us to look to him. We haven't suffered yet to the point of shedding blood, but the day is coming, Pastor Butch. The day is coming.
Yes.
We're going to have to shed blood like Jesus did.
Absolutely. I'll say this on the air, and I don't care. I'm not afraid to say it. We're going to civil war in this country, not between the North and the South for the same reasons. We're going to civil war because of factions in the country. There's nothing we can really do to stop it now, because the divide is too wide. We're not going to convince the perverts, the murderers, and the rapists, and the pedophiles. We're not going to convince them to go back into the closets and hide. It's not going to happen. We let them out too long. There's going to be a confrontation between the moral people and the immoral people. And I don't like to think this, but I know it's coming to bloodshed. I know it is. God help us. It's going to come to that without any choice in the matter. We don't have any choice. Yeah. We let go too far. But if we love our lives more than we love Christ, didn't Christ say that we're not worthy of him?
Mm. Yes, you can't.
And what is our lives? What is our lives? It's a piece of flesh. And at best, you might live to be 100 years old. That's really extreme. Average is about 75 years old. So you live to be, let's say you live to be 90 years old and you die and go to hell. But you had a good life on this earth. What did you gain?
Even if you gain the whole world, right?
Right.
Even if you gain the whole world and died at 100, what did you gain? Nothing.
The people don't think about that, though. They all think about what we're going to do next week, where we're going on vacation, the Super Bowl is coming on, or whatever it is. I mean, that's all they want to think about. They don't think about eternal things any longer. The church is so wrapped up in playing church, they don't even understand that this is a battle for eternal souls. This is not a game. As a song I play in this program, this is not a game. This is war, and we're not doing so well because nobody's showing up to fight.
That's right. It is a war, and I agree with you 100%. Our private investigator that we had to hire to do law enforcement's job for them, he had to hire we got seven guys working for us on our private investigating team, and they're saying, look, there is what's called, as I said earlier, fourth generation warfare happening right now, and I said, what is that? He said, well, it's a type of warfare that's been adopted by Al-Qaeda, and they used it and they continue to use it to undermine a nation state, the entire nation state, to bring down a country. And so what they're saying is that the battle's already begun. And Antifa sympathizers, Marxist sympathizers, are already in the government. They're already at highest echelon.
Oh yes,
President by the DOJ.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, they're thinking that they're not making arrests because the DOJ is deprioritizing the attacks, because the attacks on pro-life people and churches are right in line with the kinds of things that Antifa wants to attack and destabilize society. And so how deep does the rabbit hole go is the question, and whether or not this is deep enough to topple or undermine America's sovereignty is a question. It's a real live question right now, and to your point, it's probably too far gone. It's not about saving America anymore, Pastor Butch.
No,
it's about
not.
How
no,
many
not.
More people can we save for the kingdom of God? Can we stand strong in the maelstrom that's coming?
And in a sense, we're gleaning the field now. The real harvest, I think, is over for this country. We're gleaning the field for those that still want to, still out there want to come in. And I don't like to say this because no one wants to think about America being finished. I grew up in this country, I really loved what it was when I was growing up and what it once was a godly nation. We used to have prayer in school and the Ten Commandments were called the laws of the school. These are things I grew up with. Boys look like boys and girls look like girls, and there wasn't any question about which one is which, and no one tried to change the sexes. This is the country I grew up in. This nation's finished. It's going that way, but I got to stay in the battle because my father called me to it, and my job is to reach all I can, and maybe by the grace of God see some souls come in, but also maybe by the grace of God help wake up a few Christians who've been asleep for so long.
Yes, I think that's the mindset we've got to have. Jesus Christ is King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords, and all the nations are a drop in the bucket. All of them.
True, true.
And, look, America was never designed to last forever, never. But human beings are. You and I are designed. By God's grace, we were designed to last forever. And that's only going to happen. We're only going to be able to live eternal life if we submit ourselves to the King of Kings and live according to his kingdom principles today in this fallen and dark world. And we're going to get punished for it by this world. But God's going to show up. If we remain faithful to him, we'll ensure that we're not going to rob him of an opportunity to show himself strong on behalf of his children. He's going to show up when we're faithful to him in difficult circumstances. He's going to show up by either miraculously strengthening our souls to face persecution like we've never seen, or he's going to show up miraculously to change our circumstances and save us, in that way. He's done it. It's all throughout history he's done it.
Amen.
But only to people who have remained faithful to him, right, and have trusted him, even though they saw no way out, even though they were cornered between mountains and the Red Sea, God will make a way through the path. He will make a path through the sea. That's what he does. That's his specialty. And that's what we've got to trust. We've got to put our faith in him, put our trust in him, and do not waver. Stand. He has given us the blessing of being in a country where we have been able to develop our walk with the Lord over time, unhindered in peace. And now it's time to use what he's given us. He's saying, look, I taught you so many things. Now it's time to put it all to use. You got this fantastic tool belt. Now take out all those tools and start using them all at once. That's
Amen.
How it feels right now.
Amen. Amen. Well, and we have to understand, once you get to the point, Brother James, that we can say, and the Lord told me this many years ago, it's none of your business what I ask you to do. You're my servant. You're my son. It's none of your business. He told me that more or less, just almost in an audible voice. I'm not asking. I'm telling you to do this. I'm not asking anybody else to do it. This is your job. You do it. And I want to quit radio at least two or three times. I've tried to quit radio, but I haven't been able to because he keeps calling back in. I'm going to try to be faithful. But we have to get over this thing that it's going to be a bed of roses. That isn't promised to anybody. It wasn't promised to our Savior. It wasn't promised to millions since Christ left. I mean, many of millions martyred because of Christ and walking for Christ. So, yes, I read the last chapter. We win. We win. But until we endure to the end, folks, that's up in the air. It's your choice. Back at the break with your phone call next half hour, as always, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Our guest is Pastor James Harden. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle's real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Your sword and shield, and on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All right, folks, we are back. Phone lines open if you want to call and talk to us tonight. I know this is pretty straightforward talk, folks, but what else can we do? What else can an individual that want to serve the Almighty God do? I don't care whether you're male or female. You got to tell the truth. You got to tell it like it is. And then the number to call and talk to us is 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Love to hear some new callers. We really would. That would bless us a lot to hear calls come in, even from overseas. We'd especially love those who call from overseas, take time to call us and say hi to us from far away Japan and different places and France. Love to hear from you, and I do mean that. 844-769-2944. And folks, I'm sincerely telling the truth because it almost breaks my heart to even have to talk about these things. It does break my heart. Doesn't almost do it. It does break my heart to see these things come to pass and think about the future of our children and grandchildren. It really bothers me more than I can say. And if you love your family, if you truly love your wife and children, man, if you truly love your grandchildren and you want to do something to help them, protect them, teach them about Christ. Show them what's happening in the world. Show them what the Bible says is real, that this is prophecy in our lifetime being fulfilled. Don't be ashamed to show the truth. Listen, it may make someone mad. I'd rather make them mad and see their soul saved than send them to hell happy. Let's put it that way. Go ahead, Brother James. I'll get started and I won't shut up. You go ahead.
No, you're right. I was just listening. I just love listening. So here's the thing. Anybody listening internationally, what's happening right now in America, you need to pay attention, because what's going on in America is an attack on global civilized order. And I'm not. And the reason I say that is because the current nation-state system that is being used today across the globe was established at the in 1648 with the Westphalian Treaty. Okay, and the Antifa anti-fascist group defines themselves as anti-capitalist, anti-Christian. They have a global movement right now, and their goal is to attack the United States, to bring the United States down. Why the United States? And why does the United States have anything to do with wherever you are in Japan or wherever? It's because the United States is the last bulwark for the nation-state system, a democratic, free nation-state system. And the goal of Antifa is essentially to destroy the current nation-state social, political system, paving the way for global communism. Jane's Revenge, the pro-abortion terrorist group that attacked us, firebombed us, and has been attacking all across the country, they said this: we fight not just for abortion rights, but for trans liberation, et cetera, and the destruction of capitalism and the uprooting of the entire global civilization. This is a fight not just for the life of America, but for the life of the world, and it's instantiated in the fight for the life of a little child in the womb. They want to destroy the current world order, paving the way for a single world order. Does that sound familiar? Anybody here read the Bible? It sounds like the Book of Revelation, doesn't it?
It does, and by the way, speaking about that, we're told in Jeremiah that the U.S. is a hammer of the whole earth, and in Revelation 18, we're told who we are in judgment coming on this land. We are perverting the world. That's who we are. Go ahead.
We are. We are. The Bible says, you know, people say, oh, you know, the Bible's not, America's never mentioned in the Bible. It's not mentioned in the Bible. Well, I beg to differ, and I know you
too.
Agree.
I do, too.
You know, the Bible. You know, is Russia mentioned? Well, not really. I mean, it says Gog and Magog, but we can infer. Is China mentioned? Well, not really, but we can infer because, you know, of the descriptors. Well, let's look at the descriptors in the Book of Revelation, chapter 18, and tell me if those descriptors don't right now describe the United States of America, the one who is the global merchant nation that is forcing the world to play the harlot. After all sorts of other idols and gods, sensuality, and the destruction and sale of human flesh. That's what the Bible describes. That's what America is. And America is basically the whore of Babylon right now. So, I mean, my hope is that people are not, despairing. If you're despairing, your faith is not in Christ. Put Amen. Your faith in Christ. Put your faith in Christ, and you will not be despairing. Why? Because no nation is designed to last forever, I said in the earlier segment. What is designed to last forever are people who have submitted their lives to Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. He's a very political figure, our Lord. He is a very political figure. Every
well,
nation
then, and let's face it, you just say he's a King of Kings. He's totally political.
He is. And everybody's going to be forced to bow to him, whether we do it voluntarily or whether we do it by force, because when he shows up, there is not going to be a question. And everybody, every nation, every leader is going to be judged by his standards, not by our standards, not by our opinions, but by his standards. We already know what his standards are. You and I know what this is. All we got to do is read the Bible. We know what the standard of God is. And first and foremost, it's to bear witness, and not to bear false witness to our neighbor. There's nothing worse than bearing false witness to your neighbor if you're about to kill your neighbor saying your neighbor's not a human. Oh, Amen. I can kill my neighbor because my neighbor's not a human. Well, you know, I mean, that's what's happening with abortion right now, and that's what's going to have the slippery slope. This is abortion is not about whether or not, it's not about women's rights. It's about who gets to decide who qualifies as a person protected under the law and who does not qualify as a person protected under the law. You know, you look at all throughout the Old Testament, you see people talk about, the Bible doesn't mention abortion. The Bible doesn't mention abortion. It doesn't. Well, it actually doesn't mention abortion, but what it does mention is child sacrifice.
That's
what
right.
It does mention is protecting preborn boys and girls from being miscarried. Even in the book of Exodus, chapter 21, book of Leviticus, chapter 20, talks about penalties for people who sacrifice their children to the god Moloch. And what happens is they're going to get cut off and they're going to be killed. That's the law is a teacher. It teaches us what God thinks about things. And he thinks that it's really bad to destroy a preborn boy or girl. In fact, even if you accidentally harm a woman who's pregnant and she miscarries, life for a life, the Bible says, as the husband decides. Think about that. What does God think about preborn life? Gosh, I don't want to be, I mean, if you cause one of these little ones to stumble, it'd be better if a millstone were hung around your neck and you'd be cast Amen. Into the sea, lost forever. That's what Jesus said. Jesus isn't just some nice guy. He's not just some nice guy walking around. We're talking about the King of Kings. You want the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Master and Creator of the universe, to be angry at you forever? That's a really bad situation to be in. Really bad.
Well, you know, we got to get to phone calls here. We'll get to them, I promise, in a second, folks. Hang on. You know, everybody talks about Christ. Well, he was always so peaceful and gentle. That is a lie. Christ was not and is not a pacifist. For goodness sake, if nothing else, take the passage where he went out and plaid the whip and took it to the money changers and literally overturned the tables and ran them out of the temple. I mean, Christ was not a pacifist. He was not afraid to stand up and do what he had to do to cleanse the Father's house. Why do we as Christians think he's all nicey-nice? And I did a teaching some months ago entitled Understanding Spiritual Warfare. One of the last points I brought up was the devilish lie that God is love and hates nothing. That isn't Bible at all. Not at all. But that's what the church buys because it's easier that way. It lets him be a coward and walk away and not stand for the right for the life of unborn children or protection of mothers or dads or anybody else. I mean, the church has become a cowardly organization that thinks going to church and singing a hymn and saying how much they love Jesus and go out in the world and deny it by their actions, they think that's going to make them holy. Folks, I promise you one day you're going to find out different about that. That's a fact. But go make a comment if you want to, James. Then we'll go to phones.
That is a fact. God, Jesus is the same. He is God in the flesh. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. And when God was bringing the people of God into the Holy Land after they'd been in the wilderness for 40 years, he basically saying, look, I'm going to dispossess these nations, and I don't want you sacrificing your children. I don't want you doing all these things. I don't want you, sodomizing. I don't want you doing all these things because that's why, one of the reasons why I'm dispossessing these nations. He told them that. He said, these people they're going to be destroyed before you because they are doing these things. Don't you do these things. And that's, we've got a terrible, terrible, dark, sinful world that we're living in right now. It's probably never been darker. I mean, I don't know for sure. I mean, I don't know what it was like before Noah, but it's getting darker. The Bible promises that it's going to continue to get darker, but he does also promise that the light of Christ will shine through us if we continue to submit to him and remain strong in him and trust him for our sustenance.
Amen. Amen. And again, I mentioned this many times, we talk about Hebrews chapter 11 being the faith chapter, and it is. In the first part of the chapter, talk about people, build arks, and many were raised from the dead, and many miracles worked by the hands of those people. But in the last chapter, talks about people lived in caves or destitute. They were sawn asunder. The same faith that sustained Noah and Moses sustained those who lived in caves and were sawn asunder. The same faith. Just different will of the Heavenly Father. So we got to get over this type of thing, folks. Just name it and claim it and walk in victory all the time and we'll have everything we want and desire in this world. That is not Bible at all. Not at all. And we damned ourselves because of our stupidity over that issue, one issue. Well, that's one of the issues we've all in the past may have fallen to. Let's go to the phone line. Just start with our brother Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, pastors. And my name's Daryl Eberhardt. I'm from Pennsylvania. And kind of like the Pastor Butch Paw there. And you sound like an awful good guy there, Pastor Hardin. And isn't it interesting, Pastor Hardin, you mentioned about prophets for hire and Balaam. And what was my assignment today, my Bible study assignment? It was chapters 24 and 25 in the book of Numbers. And they talk about Balaam. And he was one of the more famous old-time pastors, prophets, I should say, for hire. We've got some today in America. Today, interestingly, that Balaam's spirit still lives on. By the way, I've got the 411-page book that Pastor Butch mentioned earlier. It's only $12, and that's a real bargain. It's called The Grand Design Exposed. I know the guy, and so does Pastor Butch know him. The guy that wrote it was named, his pseudonym was Daniel Goodwin. His real name was, his pseudonym was John Daniel. His real name was Daniel Goodwin. And that 411-page book gives you a lot of good history of early American history. It brings it a lot how the Jesuits took over Freemasonry. And Pastor Butch already told you a lot of the good things that in there that it tells you who is really running things at the very beginning. Pastor Butch also mentioned before his two seminars that he's got for $7 a piece, I believe, Pastor Butch. And Broken Arrow.
I only have one seminar left, one specific seminar. I'm down to my last one, about 12 copies of that, $7.50 a piece. $7.50 for one.
Is that Broken Arrow?
Yes, Broken Arrow, yes.
Okay, Broken Arrow, folks, has Greg Everson on it and Coach Dobenmeyer, and it's just a super, super good one. And I have a question for Pastor Harden. Do you know Gary Robey out in Arizona?
No, I don't. It doesn't sound familiar.
He and his wife are out protesting, and she has cancer in her hip and can hardly move sometimes. They're both out there protesting in Arizona constantly on behalf of life, and I assume that you certainly know the Compass Care folks.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Compass Care is, I run Compass Care. I'm the CEO of that organization, and just a fantastic group of people dedicated to the Lord first and foremost, and hit the crown of His creation. The Bible says, what is the greatest commandment? It's funny because do you remember this time? Of course you do. This lawyer comes to Jesus and asks him, "What do I have to do to be saved?
Right.
Inherit eternal life?"
Right.
And Jesus says, "Well, you're the lawyer." I'm paraphrasing, you know. He says, "You're the lawyer. You tell me." And he says, "Well, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus said, "That's right. Go and do that. You'll be fine." But wishing to justify himself, apparently this lawyer wasn't treating people properly. Wishing to justify himself, he says to Jesus, asks him a follow-up question. He says, "Well, who's my neighbor?" As soon as we start to ask that question, who's my neighbor? As soon as we start to parse out who qualifies for my favor and who doesn't, we set ourselves up in God, and we violate the entire law. The law is designed to help us understand who God is because we're designed to reflect His image back to Him and to each other.
That's
we're supposed to be doing. And so the law is all summed up in loving God and loving our neighbor. So Jesus says, "Well, how do you love your neighbor?" Well, this is it. He tells him the story of the Good Samaritan. Here comes this guy. He's beaten, left for dead by robbers in this dangerous Jericho road. And you got the ruling elite and the religious elite that pass by on the other side. They couldn't care less about this guy. They're his own kin, for goodness sake. And here comes this Samaritan who the lawyer would think would be a half-breed. He would think would be lesser than human, right? This Samaritan stops and he gives up his time, his money, all of his resources to give this man's life back to him. And now Jesus asked the lawyer a question. He says, "Now who was a neighbor?" And the lawyer can't even bring himself to say the Samaritan. He says, "Well, it was the man who helped the other man." And Jesus said, "Go and do likewise."
Amen. Amen.
Jesus is our good Samaritan. He stopped. He condescended to this world, took on flesh, and gave us his resources, his life, his standing before God the Father to give us our lives back. He's our good Samaritan. Now
Amen.
That we've got standing before God the Father, now that we've got all these resources, now that we've got a voice of our own, he says, "Now don't go spending it on yourself. Go spend it on the weak and the vulnerable of society. Where are they? Who are they? There is no one more weak in our society, more vulnerable in our society than a child whose mother thinks she has to choose between him and her.
Yes,
there is
yes,
no one
yes.
more orphaned, no one more orphaned in this world than a child in the womb who has no rights, but according to the religious and the political ruling elite in America today. And America,
Amen.
Like it or not, is the global leader right now. And we are causing the world to play the harlot after us.
We truly are. That's for others 18 over and over. And we were once a nation that stood for good, and Russia was the evil empire. Now they're standing for against immorality, and we're the ones promoting it. Good call, Darryl. Anything else?
Yeah, one thing real quick, and I use Vitamir toothpaste and Vitamir mouthwash, so call Pastor Butch tomorrow and why don't you order some of that. The stuff's really good, and it really works. And Pastor Butch and Pastor Harden, thank you again so much for your courage, because you're courageous pastors to speak out on the topics that you do. God bless you both and protect you both.
Thank you, Darryl. Thank you.
Now,
he asked if you knew Gary in Arizona. Well, guess what? Gary's on the phone next. You're going to meet Gary in Arizona, Brother James. Gary, come on in.
Hi, Butch. Hi, Pastor Hardin. I believe I've talked with you not too long ago in the past when you was on this program, if I'm not mistaken.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Butch. I'm sorry.
Brother James, were you on this program before, or was it Daniel?
Daniel Tomlinson was on before, I think, but I don't think I've ever been on your show.
This is your first time. So, okay, come on in, Gary. This is his first time here, so now you can talk to him.
Okay. Well, thank you so very much for what you do. The previous caller, Daryl Hibbard, told you that I do a street display here, sticking up and showing people what abortion truly is. And I put up signs, showing aborted babies, and I also put up signs showing natural affection, mothers kissing their babies, mothers hugging their babies. And the scripture is very clear in the commandments where it says, thou shalt not shed innocent blood. King James says, thou shalt not kill. But it's a shedding of innocent blood. That's what they talk about throughout the whole Torah and the Tanakh. And as an example of going into the land of Canaan, the first thing he told him to do is pull down the places in the groves and the people who worship Molech and sacrifice their preborn. I want to quote a scripture that everybody in the pro-life movement quotes. Now bear with me here a minute, please. It says, if thou forbear to deliver those who are drawn unto death and those who are ready to be slain. Okay, if thou say, behold, we knew it not. Well, I'm going to tell you what, just about everybody in America knows that. Okay, doeth not he that ponder the heart consider it, and he that keepeth thy soul, does he not know it? And shall he not render to every man according to his works?
Amen.
Now we've all quoted those scriptures over and over again. But that's in Proverbs 11 and 12. But I want to read Proverbs 10 prior to that. And it says, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small.
Amen.
And you talked about cowardice at the beginning of the program. And that's what a lot of people are. They will not put themselves at risk. And I'm going to tell you what, if the disciples did not put themselves at risk, we wouldn't have the gospel at all.
That's true.
Because they were getting pushed back every way, shape, or form. And we know that. They all lost their life to save for the Apostle John. But anyways, and it talks about there, again, I'll read it again, if thou faint in the day of adversity. Adversity, if you look it up, it says tightness, affliction, anguish, distress, tribulation, troubled, feeble, idle, sick, slack, and so on and so forth. If you love God, don't fear what man can do unto you. You get out there and you stand up for those who are being created in his image and his likeness. And expose the wickedness that's going on. And as I talk about on the street quite frequently, if you go ahead and you abort your baby, now that's a nice fancy word for saying you're stopping something that has already started. Of course, they won't tell you that.
Yeah.
Right. So you get out there and you speak with the loudest voice for that little child who hasn't a voice of his own. And I'm going to tell you, people, God will reward you for that. And I've been confronted many, many times out there, but God's been with me every single time. Now, I will shut up, and I will get out of the way for right now and just thank you both so very much. And thank you, Daryl, for your faithfulness in supporting our ministry. And I want you to know, Pastor Butch, I support you all the time, but I also support Compass Care. Blessings to you both.
Thank you. Thank you. What a sweet call. Thank you. Special prayer request. I almost forgot this. Please don't mind, Brother James. Special prayer request I called today. A lady called in. Special prayer request, and no names mentioned, but the gentleman is in serious physical condition. He needs our prayers, and I don't want to forget that before we go off the air tonight. You prayer warriors, our Father knows who it is. So please pray that this individual will see supernatural healing according to our Father's will and for his glory. And thank you for that. And by the way, now you know Gary. I've known Gary now. This is my radio broadcast for probably 25 years. And he's hung in there with battle after battle after battle. His wife right now is not well. She has cancer of the hip, and we're praying for her. But this man and his wife just don't stop. They keep on going.
That's the way to do it.
Amen.
That's the way to do it. Gary's a hero. I mean, you know, and Jesus has made him a hero.
Amen.
And so is his wife. And his wife is a heroine. I mean, Jesus has made her one. And she, you know, look, I think about Jesus. You know, we have all at some point in time denied our Lord. And I'm ashamed of that. But that's the truth. And Peter, you know, just about all the disciples did at some point in time, and they didn't understand him or deny him or something. And Jesus was crucified, and, you know, basically everybody went on the run and they were afraid of what everybody was thinking. And Peter denied Christ three times, even though he insisted he'd never do that. So when Jesus rose from the grave, he made a meal for them on the beach, you know, and he calls out to the disciples that were fishing. He says, "Hey, you catch anything?" Of course, they didn't catch anything. He says, "Why don't you cast your net on the other side?" And that should have been their first clue, right?
Right.
and Jesus went, and Peter, John said, "I think it's the Lord." So Peter, after having denied Christ, you know, he must have felt terrible, takes off his clothes and jumps in the water. They're only 100 yards off the shore. He jumps in the water, swims out to Jesus, and they have a meal together. And then Jesus, after he had the meal, pulls him aside. And he says, "Peter, do you love me more than these?" And I think what he's getting at there is the common human problem is that we're more concerned about what other people think of us than what God thinks of us. Jesus said, "You know, Peter, do you love him more than these?" And Peter said, "Yes." That was the basis for his denial. He got right to the point. You know, if it was me and Peter denied me, I would say, "Peter, I thought we were pals. You know, what are you doing?" No, Jesus, he went right to the heart of the matter. So what did he say? He said, "Yes, Lord. Feed my sheep," was Jesus' response.
Yes.
What? That doesn't make any sense. Why feed my sheep? So he asked him the second time, "Do you love me?" "Yes, Lord. Tend my lambs." Asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" Now Peter's getting, you know, emotional. He says, "Lord, you know all things. You know I love you." And Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." And I think what he's getting at is no amount of love for the sheep is going to keep you coming back to the sheep. Because sheep bite. Sheep are difficult. Sheep are not easy to work with. But it's the love for Jesus. It's the only reason why you're coming back on this show day in and day out for 25 years, Pastor Butch. It's your love for Jesus. It's the only reason why Gary keeps coming out day in and day out with his wife to bear witness to the truth that all human beings are made in his image and deserving of blessing and protection because we're equally valuable in his image. That's the only reason, because we love Jesus. We have decided to follow Jesus. By his grace, he's revealed himself to us. And he says, "Now look, this is what I want you to do." And so we do it. And by God's grace, he'll keep faithful, and we'll be in him, and we'll see him come in his glory. I mean, by God's grace, we'll be faithful.
Well, we're flat out of time, Brother James. Thank you so much. Let's do this again sometime.
Love to.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon. You hang in there.
All right. God bless.
Folks, we love you, and we'll see you in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4. Please give us a call and talk to us tomorrow. I'd love to hear from you. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.